Oh, somebody mentioned before in one of their testimonies about that pamphlet where you memorize 17 verses in 10 minutes in the NIV Bible. I did that and it works. It really does. I'd like to quote them for you right now. Thank you. Thank you very much. No, I'm the new guy on the block here. It's humbling for me to come here because next month I will have been saved 18 years. And never been in a church that taught the Bible before. So this is kind of a starting over period for me. But being in churches where pastors hated to see me come to the office because I had questions, it made me study and maybe look into things. And when I got saved, it was amazing. At the same time, within a month of when I got saved, the pastor at my dad's church was preaching on the versions of the Bible. And my dad had never heard it before. And this was in 1993. And he basically, what he did is he got up in front of his people, and he knew the people who had the different Bibles in the church. And he'd turn and say, okay, everybody turn to Matthew 18, verse 11. Brother, could you read that for me? And he knew he had an NIV. And I go, well, I don't have that. I know that. You know, and he just went right around. He goes, I'm not trying to be critical or mean in any way, but you have to see something that's going on here, and it's nothing but confusion.
That's right.
The Bible says God is not the author of confusion, so I can only leave one other option. So my dad sent me, he goes, I got a book I want you to read, and it was Ripplinger's New Age Versions. And I was going to a church at that time, was a Bob Jones graduate, was the pastor. I mean, he was a good speaker and all. And I took the book to him, and he goes, oh, this is really interesting. You know, this is really, I'd like to look at it for a little while if I could, you know. And I was working midnights at the time, and he wanted to meet with me, so I went to his office to meet with him, and it ended up, you know, I'm not, my temper's kind of short when I get off work off a midnight shift. And, you know, but we got into it in his office, and it just strengthened my faith in the King James Bible even more to look and see the things that were not in the versions and the things that were in there that contradicted, like in 1 Corinthians 18:21, where it calls the gospel of Jesus Christ foolishness. If that isn't enough for you, just throw it in the garbage or use it for, put it in the outhouse. That'd be a good use for it. Yeah. And other things like that. But it's, through my dad sending me that book, it just kind of strengthened me. And he's led pastors or preachers or certain speakers into the churches where I was at that time. He led them in, or they were there at that time to teach about the King James Bible even more and just strengthen my faith even more in the Word of God. And I'll never forget one illustration pastor used. He said, he goes, I send letters out to people. He was a pastor of a very, very large church. And if I mention his name, you'd know who he is. But anyways. He goes, I send letters out and I have my secretary proofread them, mail them out. He said, now if my secretary took the letter and changed words in it, he said, well, I don't think that makes sense. Or this sounds better this way. Or he should have said this. And then mailed it out. Then whoever he sent the letter to called him and said, what did you mean when you said that? He goes, I didn't say that. That isn't what I said. Yeah. Well, somebody changed the words. He said, what would I do to that secretary? He said, I'd fire her. And it's just the last paragraph of the NIV preface where it says, as all translations of the Bible written is written by imperfect man. There again, it's like, I'm sorry, you're wrong. And then it says, and this one undoubtedly falls short of its goals. What was your goal? But we thank God for allowing us to reach those goals. Okay, so God empowered you to not reach your goal or not only get halfway. You know, it doesn't make sense. But over the years, God has strengthened my faith in this book, and it's allowed me to be a witness to people. It's gotten me in a few arguments and disagreements with people. But I have peace about it. And that can only come from God. And it's not a preference for me, it's a conviction.